This is not a show. Driving 15 and 16 out. He's been right there. I didn't have to worry. He always pulled me through. Have you ever been in a situation you didn't know how to get out, but all you had to do was call on the name of Jesus? Won't he make a way? Won't he make a way? Oh, won't he do it? Won't God do it?
With Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
Live a life of honesty. Work diligently. That means there ain't nothing wrong with it. Hard work is not a curse. Amen. I got to find me a job because this job just too hard. Hard work ain't a curse. The hand of the diligent shall be made rich. As long as it's an honest living. That's all you got to know. No matter what you're doing, is it honest? Is it honorable? Then you do it. If you're not breaking a law, if it's not illegal, if it's not unethical, if it's not dishonest, then it's all right. Don't be ashamed of what you're doing. Because a lot of times you have to start somewhere. Amen. And if you're faithful where you are, God promotes you on to bigger and better things. Listen, I start out, my first official job was working at J&M Poultry. But part of that job wasn't always good. Part of that job included hauling dead chickens to the dump in a truck that didn't have a gate on the back of it. Boy, but we did it, and we did it proudly. We'd be going down the road, them dead chicken people would be pulling over when we pass them. You see people just go to the curb. People pulling up from the stench, knocking people out, having to stop driving. We didn't have to do that all the time. It was a bad job, but it was honest work. It wasn't illegal. It wasn't unethical. It was just a bad job. Somebody had to do it. They're going to pay. Somebody's going to do it. Going to take it and say, look, I'll do it. I need some money. I needed some money. I said, I'll do it. And I did do it. I never will forget the one time we had come up with a strategy because those chickens, they swell up. And you had to have a pitchfork to push them off the back of the truck. So we said, look, we ain't going to do that. We're going to just throw them off the back. In other words, we're going to back up real fast, throw on brakes, and then just hope they just all fall off. I like that. I like to see them back up and throw on brakes and the chicks fall off. I said, there you go. I said, can I do it one time? The man let me in the truck. I bagged up. I threw on brakes, but I threw on brakes too late, and I slid into the pile. Some of them fell off, but when I put it in forward, we were stuck in chickens. It was terrible. And the guy that was our boss, he said, get out of the truck. Get back there and y'all push. So we got back there. We didn't know. We got back there, and we're going to push him while he take off. And when he did, when them tires hit that stuff, it splattered all over our legs. Say, hey, wait a minute, hey, wait a minute. There's chickens all over us. We all know how we got that truck out of there. It was a bad job, but somebody had to do was honest work. All I'm saying is God will promote you. I did that, but see, every time I got another job, it got better and better and better. Faithfulness, where you are, no matter what the conditions are, you do a good job, do your work. Amen. Amen. Praise God. So you have to live honestly, work diligently for what you want. Don't involve yourself in illegal, unethical behavior. Maintain your integrity. Stay humble. Don't get lifted up in pride by your accomplishments. If you're going to be pleasing God, you got to stay humble. You have to treat others with dignity and respect, the golden rule. Matthew 7, 12, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. So this is all a part of living right and doing the right thing. Always treat others with dignity and respect. Don't ever elevate yourself above other people. God called us all sinners that he might save everybody. Amen. Run and hide yourself from trouble. Proverbs 22:3 says, a wise man foreseeth the trouble and hides himself. Said the foolish go on and are punished. Did you hear that? A wise man will hide himself when he see trouble. He will foresee the trouble and hide himself from it. A fool will see it and keep on and be punished, suffer the consequences. This is all doing the right thing. Be a doer of the word. Be a giver, not a taker. Give to God. Serve other people. Luke 6:38 is a powerful scripture on giving, not just money, but giving of yourself, your time, your talent, your resources. Galatians 6:10 says, as you have opportunity, therefore as you have opportunity, let us do good to all men, especially to those that are of the household of faith. So you want to be a giver, not a taker in life. This is for graduates, but it applies to everybody else. You want to have a successful life, you can't be a hoarder. Somebody that just won't just looking out for yourself. You have to be a giver. Don't be a taker, be a giver. Amen. You can't outgive God. The more you give, the more he gives to you. Amen. Praise God. Then be a doer of the word, not a hearer only. James 1:22. Be a doer and not a hearer only. That's all under doing the right thing, honoring God with your lifestyle. This is how you do it. Then number five, if I want to receive wise counsel, I have to trust God and to give him the glory. Finally, that's the last one. You got to trust God. Pastor, what am I going to do about this? You're going to trust God. You're going to find out what his word says. You're going to believe it, and you're going to start declaring it, and you're going to live by it. You're going to trust him. Why do I need to trust God? Number one, the Bible says God is faithful. That means you can always look to him for help in troubled times. God didn't help me out of many a jam because he's faithful. God is also compassionate. You can always know that he loves you and he'll help you. God has compassion. Psalm 145:8 says, the Lord is gracious, full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. The Bible says God is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. Praise God. So I want to trust a faithful God, a compassionate God, a gracious and a good God. Know that God always has your best interest at heart. God is not the one that's against you. God is against sin, but he's never against you. God may not like the sin you're doing, but he loves you. You have to always know that God loves you no matter what you've done, no matter where you've been. No matter who you've hung out with, God still loves you. He hates the sin in your life, but he loves you. And if you cry out to him, he'll help you. Amen. Jesus said this, all that ever came to me were thieves and robbers, and I will in no wise cast them out. You know, he won't turn you out. I mean, if you come to him, there's no way he's going to tell you no. Because he died for you. It don't make sense. It wouldn't make sense for him not to help you when he done gave his life for you. And if he gave his life for you, there ain't nothing else that he got that God won't give you. The Bible says, he that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? God is a giver. He wants to bless you. He wants to heal you. He wants to deliver you. He wants you to have a good life. He wants to restore your family. He wants to heal your body. He wants to bless you financially. He wants your soul restored. God wants nothing but good for you. See, the Bible says God is good. He can't be nothing else but good. And I know God good to me. Hallelujah. And God is gracious. That means he's disposed to do favors. It's his nature to favor us. It's his nature to do good things for us. Even when we wasn't even saved. How many of you, God bless you before you got saved? Now, ain't that mercy? How many of you deserve to be blessed? You didn't deserve it. I'm going to tell you, God bless you before you even got saved. Because the Bible says it's the goodness of God that leads men to repentance. If God didn't reveal his goodness to you, then you would never have a desire to come to him. God blessed me while I was a sinner. I knew it was God, but I wasn't serving him. I found out when it comes to the fear of God, when some other nations came in and took over the land that God gave to his people, they sent a priest back to those nations to teach them the right way, to teach them how to fear God. Nations that didn't know God. And they learned all of God's ways. And the Bible says, and they feared God and worshiped their idols. In other words, they had dual worship. Like many Christian folks today, they have dual worship. They worship the God of heaven. They say Jesus is Lord, but they still have their idols, and they're still serving the wrong thing. They're still doing the wrong things, practicing the wrong thing. But then they'll say, I fear God. I love Jesus. But then they're still doing the wrong thing. When I saw that, I said, my God, this is what's happening to our generation. We are fearing God, but still serving our idols. You had to make a break with the world. Priests taught them the right thing. They knew the right thing. They said, well, we'll do this, but we're not going to stop what we've been practicing. We're not going to give up our religion. We'll just add your religion to our religion. You can't do that. You have to trust the one true God. There's only one God. There's only one Savior. Amen. God is trustworthy. You can depend on him to do what he says. He will not lie to you. Numbers 23:19. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Have he said and will he not do it? Have he spoken and shall he not make it good? Hebrews chapter 6 tells us that it's impossible for God to lie. I can trust in somebody like that. Ain't never going to lie to me. He's never going to prove false. He's never going to deceive me. He's not into tricking me into doing something. He total integrity. You want to trust a God like that. There ain't nobody else like him. See, that's why the psalmist say, look, there ain't nobody else like him. There's no one like him. And I don't like them songs say there's nobody quite like him. They need to take that word quite out of there. It's just nobody like him, period. Not nobody quite like him. No, there ain't nobody like him, period. I'm jealous for my God. Oh, I'm just, when you say something wrong about him, I don't like it. No, there ain't nobody like him, period. Don't be saying, there ain't nobody quite like the Lord. That means somebody similar? Ain't nobody similar to him. There's none like him. Nobody. There's nobody like our Jesus. There's nobody like him. Nobody. Nobody come close. There's no comparison. Hallelujah. Trust in God because he will answer your prayers. And you will find him if you seek him with all your heart. To all our graduates, trust God with all your heart. He'll hear you when you pray. He'll come to your rescue. He'll help you. But you got to seek him with all your heart. He said, I'll be found of you if you seek me with all your heart. This message is also good for all our college students that are here. Maybe you hadn't graduated yet, but you're on your way. And this message is good for this whole church. Because this is just wise counsel to have success in life, to live a, and when I say success in life, I'm talking about living a life